तम साग्रजातम सहगणा रघुनाथम वितम तम सजीवम सद्वैतम सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगणा ललिता शिव शाखान्वितां च हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His advice is the best advice. His final advice, which we can understand because it's the final advice, is the best advice, is Ma Shuchaha, don't worry. Now, there are many gurus, or even not religious gurus, but people who give advice to others and they say, don't worry. Whatever happens, don't worry. This advice they give. There's a saying, an old saying in English, look on the bright side. That don't see the negative, just see the positive side. So this became like a joke in modern English culture. When the football team is being beaten by another team, all the fans will sing, look on the bright side. They're nothing bright, they're getting beaten, but they're saying, look on the bright side. But there is this whole field of advice for others. Just see the good things, don't see the bad things. Don't worry. And Krishna also says, don't worry. However, prior to this in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has pointed out many things which we should worry about. For instance, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, duk, there is the suffering of birth, death, old age and disease. And when one is suffering severe pain due to some disease, you can say, don't worry, but still, you're diseased. We have to die, we have to get born again, again, and again, and again, and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Again and again getting born, again and again dying, again and again entering the womb and lying down in the womb of a mother.
In the sloga tinpadi, meendum meendum pirakkindrom, meendum meendum irakkindrom, meendum meendum garbathil vandu vaasam seiyakudiya or nirbandhathukku ullagindrom.
And in fact, Krishna certifies the whole condition of the material world to be dukhalayam ashashvatam.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna inda motta bhaudhiga choolaiye dukhalayam ashashvatam dukkathin irippidam tarkaligamana ulagam endru varikindar.
A place of misery where everything is temporary.
Inda ulagathila ella vidhamana vishayangalume thunbathra sendru mudiyakoodiyavai தற்காலிகமானவை என்று கூறுகிறார் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர்.
So what does this mean? Don't worry.
அதே நேரத்தில் கவலைப்படாதீங்க சொல்றாரு. அதை எப்படி நம்ம புரிந்து கொள்வது?
Should we not worry because there's nothing we can do about it?
இந்த விஷயங்களுக்கு நம்மளால தீர்வு காண முடியாது அப்படிங்கிறதுனால
We have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease, so don't worry because you can't avoid it. So Krishna tells us, or he tells Arjuna, tells us through Arjuna, not to worry.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் அர்ஜுனன் மூலமாக நாம் அனைவருக்கும் உண்மையில கூறுகிறார்
But there's something we have to do before we can not worry.
அந்த கவலைப்படாத சந்தோஷமான ஒரு நிலையை அடைவதற்கு முன்பு கண்டிப்பாக சில விஷயங்களை நாம் பின்பற்றி ஆக வேண்டும்.
And that is Saradhaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tva Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishami Ma Shucha. Ma Shucha means don't worry.
அந்த பின்பற்ற வேண்டிய விஷயம் என்னன்னா சர்வதர்மான் பரித்தியஜ்ய மாமேகம் சரணம் ரஜ. இந்த ஸ்லோகத்துல மாசுஜக இந்த இறுதியான வார்த்தையுடைய அர்த்தம் தான் நீங்க கவலைப்படாதீங்க அப்படிங்கிறது.
Before that comes Krishna's instruction, abandon all varieties of dharma.
அதற்கு முன்பு பகவான் கிருஷ்ணர் கூடக்கூடிய அறிவுரை என்னன்னா எல்லா விதமான தர்மங்களையும் விட்டுவிட்டு அவர்கள் சரணாகதி அடைய வேண்டும் என்பது.
And take shelter in me only.
அவரிடம் மட்டும் முழுமையான முறையில் பாதுகாப்பு ஏற்றுக்கொள்ள வேண்டும் என்ற விஷயத்தில்
I will deliver you from all sinful reaction.
அப்படி நாம் செய்தோமானால் நம்மை எல்லா விதமான பாவகரமான விளைவுகளிலிருந்து நான் காப்பாற்றுகின்றேன் என்றார் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர்.
Don't worry.
அப்படி செய்தோமானால் கவலைப்படாதீங்க அப்படிங்கிறார்.
Or as Srila Prabhupada translated it, do not fear.
ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதர் பயப்படாதீர்கள் என்று இந்த விஷயத்தை
மொழிபெயர்த்தார். This in Kanchi, at Chinnakanchi, Varada Raja, he's giving his Abhaidanam, Ma Shuchaha, on his hand is written, Ma Shuchaha, don't worry.
நமக்கு தெரியும் சின்ன காஞ்சிபுரத்துல விஷ்ணு காஞ்சியில வரதராஜ பெருமான தர்சனம் பண்ணும் போது அவருடைய கையில வந்து அவர் ஆசீர்வாதம் அடைகிறார், கவலைப்படாதீர்கள் அவர் எழுதியிருக்கு மா சுகன் சொல்லி.
Why is that called Chinnakanchi? Because Vishnu is
big,
small area.
Yeah, Chinna means small.
Yeah, I know it means small, but I was thinking that Vishnu is big. They're trying to say that he's less than Shiva, or what is that? So actually this we do have a lot to be worried about. It is intelligent to be worried. Ah, life is so wonderful. Everything's so wonderful. Oh, I got a pain. What's that? Go to the doctor. Oh, a doctor does analysis. You have cancer, heart problems, high cholesterol, blood pressure. Don't worry. We should be worried. This place is a place of misery. But we can come to the position of not worrying if we take shelter of Krishna. Krishna is not worried.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் கவலைகளே இல்லாதவர்.
We never see any pictures of Krishna with looking like this, looking distressed with a big frown on his face.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணருடைய உருவத்தில் அவருடைய லீலையில எப்பொழுதுமே அவர் கவலைப்பட்ட முகத்தை தொங்கப்பட்டிருக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு படத்தை நம்மளால பார்க்கவே முடியாது.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagadviparivartate. He says, I oversee the whole cosmos with all the moving and non-moving beings.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் பகவத்கீதையில் சொல்றார், இந்த உலகத்தில் உள்ள மொத்த அண்ட சராசரங்களை நம்முடைய கண்விழிகளாலே கட்டுப்படுத்துகின்றேன் அப்படிங்கிறார்.
He says, சர்வஸ்ய சாஹம் ஹ்ருதி சந்நிவிஷ்டோ, I am within the heart of all living beings.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் மீண்டும் பகவத்கீதையில் கூறுகின்றார், எல்லோருடைய இதயத்திலும் ஜீவாத்மாவிற்கு அருகே நான் வசிக்கின்றேன் என்கிறார்.
We don't find that at any point he says, "This is too much, all this work I have to do." I have to oversee all these people. They all have so many desires, I have to fulfill them. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahubir vidadhati kaman. Krishna is the one who fulfills the desires of all. So we never find that Krishna says, "It's just too much, you know, all this." There's people are praying to me, "Give us this day our daily bread." I'm giving it to them and still they're asking me. Someone wants bread, someone wants rice, someone wants chapatis. They don't even care for me, but still I'm giving them everything. I'm fed up of all this. I'm just going to go off and dance with the gopis. But Krishna, he doesn't get fed up and he is dancing with the gopis also. He oversees all the affairs of the universe just by his energies. Parasya shakti vividhaiva shuryate swabhavaki jnana balam kriyacha. The Supreme Lord has all different potencies by which he oversees all the affairs of the universe.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna Karanamula Vidavidamana Saktigal Medu Saktigal Muramaha Ulagatula Elavidamana Saying.
There was a very learned German person. He came to India. He wanted to find out who is God. And he saw all the different demigods, what they're doing. He saw Indra is the king of heaven. He has to fight against all the demons time to time. Surya Dev has to ride on his chariot every day to light up the world 24 hours non-stop. Similarly, Chandra Dev, he has to remain in his orbit. He also suffers from consumption. All the different demigods have some work to do. They're all very powerful. But when this scholar saw the temple of Radha and Krishna, he thought, "This is God." No work to do, just enjoying. No headache. No problems. No worries. So Krishna told Arjuna, "Just take shelter of me." I don't have any worries. If you take shelter of me, you also will have no worries. Doesn't mean that Krishna is irresponsible. If he went on strike, then we'd all be finished immediately. But he maintains the whole universe with just a little he's so powerful that all the maintenance of the universe just goes on with it. Mama Tejong Sa Sambhavam. Everything is going on with just a little spark of Krishna's energies. Now Arjuna was a very worried person. He was worried that how can I fight against my gurus? He should be worried because that's very sinful to attack your guru. But he was worried on the platform of dharma. He was worried about attacking Bhishma, his guru. He had already heard Bhishma say on one occasion that dharma is very subtle and very difficult to understand. Bhishma said that when the question was raised, is can Yudhishthira gamble away his wife when he himself is already gambled away? Is it dharma or not? So what is dharma in this situation? The forces of dharma headed by Yudhishthira were lined up against the forces of adharma headed by Duryodhana. Or on behalf of Yudhishthira and on behalf of Duryodhana. But Bhishma, who is a great authority on dharma, had circumstantially lined up on the side of adharma. So it becomes a complex situation. It's not straightforward anymore. The forces of dharma, of which Arjuna was the main fighter, had to fight against the forces of adharma. But because the ways of this world are very complex circumstantially, Bhishma, who was also a representative of dharma, was in the army of adharma. Now Arjuna, how could he attack Bhishma? Guru Nahatva Hin Mahanubhavan. So Arjuna faced this dilemma. He was worried. If I fight, it will be adharma, it will be wrong because I will have to attack my gurus like Bhishma and Drona. But if I don't fight, well, that's also wrong because we're supposed to fight the forces of adharma. That's his duty as a kshatriya. So people talk of win-win situations. You try and find some situation, whatever you do, everyone is satisfied. But Arjuna found himself in a lose-lose situation. Whatever he did, something's wrong. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's is saying in English. Whatever you do, there's something wrong. So he was worried. Arjuna thought, I want to do the right thing, but whatever I do, there's going to be something wrong. So Krishna told Arjuna, Sarvadhaman Parichacha. Okay, just forget all about this dharma. You can never fully and properly practice dharma. There will always be some fault. Sarvarambahi doshena. In every endeavor in this world, there is some kind of fault. For instance, you may go on Tirtha Yatra to become free of sins. But in the course of Tirtha Yatra, you tread on so many ants on the path and commit more sins. So like the Jain sadhus, they will sweep the road in front of them so they don't tread on any ants. But in sweeping, they might kill the ant also. If you sweep a little hard, accidentally.